The crackdown on the flow of information in South Africa affects all its citizens, black and white. South African novelist Nadine Gordimer has experienced censorship firsthand. Over the past 30 years, three of her novels were banned by the government. Her latest novel is called Sport of Nature. Critic John Leonard has this review.
Nadine Gordimer is white, female, English, and liberal in South Africa. She has always told the complicated truth about her native land, which is why so many of her books have been banned there. What's amazing is that the books get better as the situation gets worse. Her new novel, A Sport of Nature, is a commanding performance. Dense, wise, beautiful, crafty, intoxicated by ideas and colors, and very bloody. The revolution, when it comes to South Africa, will do violence to body as well as mind. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, a sport of nature is an abnormal variation or a departure from the parent stock or type, a spontaneous mutation, a new variety. That almost sounds like a revolution, doesn't it? But Gordimer's sport of nature is a woman, Helela, a white South African named for her Zionist grandfather, deserted by her dreamy romantic mother, raised by aunts who were variously rich and silly or conscience-stricken and politically dangerous, an adventuress on three continents who goes to bed with men and wakes up with history. Helela is not an intellectual. She lives entirely in the present tense. She trusts nothing she hasn't personally experienced through her body. The body pressed upon becomes a book, a kind of instruction manual. Reading herself, Helela invents a future in which there is no more room for white South Africans. Helela's body, over four hectic decades in a dozen countries, is pressed upon by many men. There is her cousin Sasha, who goes to prison for organizing black mine workers, and the Canadian journalist and police spy who abandons her in exile, and the French ambassador who shares her with his children, and the black revolutionary who fathers her daughter and dies in her kitchen. There is also the Eastern European Minister of Culture who translates some more Neruda every time he goes to jail, and the American WASP who, from his New York brownstone, manages the merchandising of Helela on the do-good liberal circuit as a sort of third-world white Madonna with a black African child. And finally, there is that face on the postage stamp, the once-in-future Catholic nationalist Marxist African-made president of a new black nation who will choose her for his queen and return her in secret triumph to a South Africa utterly changed, itself a sport of nature. Most of these men, oddly enough, have read Dostoevsky, and each of them teaches Helela whatever he knows about sex, class, color, law, education, economics, art, animals, vegetation, hypocrisy, and terrorism. She eludes the men and their definitions and finds herself and rewrites history to include tough love. The world is full of writers, and many of them are intelligent, but very few seem to know as much as Nadine Gordimer. In A Sport of Nature, from the abrasions of politics on personality, like Marquez, Kundera, Soyinka, Solzhenitsyn, Günter Grass, and Doris Lessing, she makes a savage marvel.
John Leonard reviews television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday.